If you don't have it right now, it's fine. This is on the table. Friday would be the plan, okay? And is this the best phone number to reach you? The best?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. It's Dina from Family First. Remember we spoke on Monday? This is Tino, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up. You spoke and you said that you had 70 hours and you wanted a family member to be your caregiver. Remember that conversation?
Okay, where were your location?
Our office location is in Philadelphia. However, everything can be done online, and we have caregivers from all over.
You have to send somebody out here because I'm disabled.
Okay.
I'm disabled. You're going to have to send somebody to my house.
Okay, we can do that, but do you have the contact information for your caregiver so we can reach out and get some documents from them?
My caregiver is right here.
Oh, great. Can I speak with them for a minute?
Speak with her? Yeah.
Yeah, speak with her. Okay.
You're in Philadelphia. So how do we clock in the hours? Do we do the hours on the phone?
Yeah, so the way to clock in is using an app on your phone.
Oh, okay. Tim?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Joe's here?
Yeah.
Okay, tell him I'll be right out. Home care, I want to talk to you. What do you mean?
I'm from the phone, you know.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Who am I
good
speaking
morning.
With?
Kimberly Lukens.
Okay. Hi, Kimberly. So I see here that Tina was registered to sign up for home care services with our agency. Now, in order for that to happen, two things need to take place. So the first thing would be...
Hey, yo, I'll be right out. Give me a minute to put my shoes on.
Yeah, so the first thing... are you busy? Or?
No, I was, but go ahead.
Okay, so one would be for you to complete certain requirements to become a caregiver with us, and then we would need the service coordinator to send in authorization. So are you comfortable filling out requirements online? Because everything can be done remotely.
We don't have a computer or anything.
No computer. Okay. So I'm going to reach out to see if there's anyone from our office who can come in to help you guys out. Do you have a phone number that I can call you back on?
Yeah.
Your number or my number,
Jim? My phone number. I have it.
Okay, I'm ready for it whenever.
You
want to
give my number?
All right. I don't remember it. I just got my phone.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. It is 484 352. 7150. And your name?
7150. Okay, my name is Dina, and I can give you my number. It's this number right here. I can tell it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, I got a pen. Tina,
okay.
Go to Joanne.
All right, I'm going out right now.
All right.
Oh, give me one second, man.
Okay,
hold
sure.
On.
Don't worry about Jeff.
I'm not.
You take care of that.
Hello,
can you do that for me with that money?
Yeah, I guess. Take care of you if you need it. I don't trust it. Okay. I got these papers. Go ahead, then. Mina?
It's Dina. So D is in
Dina.
David. I, N is in Nancy. A. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't have no pencil. There's no pencil.
Oh, my God.
Pencil is not working. Hold on, Dina.
Okay.
He could have me a little more prepared.
That's all right.
No, that's all right. I got one right here in my pocketbook. Right here. Go ahead.
Okay. So it'll be 267.
267.
551.
551.
7429.
7429?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tina.
Yeah. Okay, so from my understanding, you have no way of filling anything out online, right? No computer, none of that.
Listen, let me talk to her.
Okay.
Listen, somebody, I'm disabled.
Right.
I can't walk.
Okay.
You have to have somebody come to my house, 18 West 22nd Street,
okay.
Apartment 12.
All right. Okay, got it. I'll reach out to the agency to see who can come back, and then I'll call you back, all right?
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be in touch. Have a good one.
All right.
Thank you.